It's time now for our final Fact Check Friday. This time next week, we won't be unpacking what the candidates have said. We'll be looking at who the next president will be. But until then, let's do a little bit of a look back at the race in Iowa this year. I'm joined by Iowa Public Radio reporter Sandhya Dirks. Good morning, Sandhya.
Good morning, Sarah.
So we've seen a lot of action this year, right, from the caucuses to the general election?
A lot of people I have talked to said they can't remember the last time that Iowa got this much attention, particularly in the general election. Iowa has been fiercely in play. It seems like one candidate or another has been here every week since the conventions, and they were already here a lot before that. And both sides are saying they are confident that all of this attention they've been lathering on the state will bring them a win here.
And we've noticed that there is a word that the campaigns really like to use to describe where they're at heading into next week.
Momentum. You can't really attend a rally or listen to a campaign spokesperson without hearing this word. Romney's campaign has particularly been pushing the concept that they now have momentum. That started after the first debate when Romney really staged a come-from-behind rally in the polls. Ever since then, he's been saying he has the momentum.
So, Sandhya, since we're hearing this word so much, we decided to step back and find out what it really means. You talked to someone who really knows something about momentum.
That's right, a physicist, Dr. John Hauptmann from Iowa State University.
Momentum is very fundamental. It is, take an object. It's the mass of that object times its velocity. So now, trying to translate this into political speak, they mean it's moving. And they mean it's moving in a certain direction, like up, for example, rather than down.
Okay, so this is taking me back to high school physics. Momentum is mass times velocity. Does that metaphor work, though, for what's happening here in Iowa in the presidential race?
Well, Dr. Hauptmann also talked about what mass might be if you thought about it in terms of a presidential campaign.
There's no real easy mass here to talk about other than the mass of people who may be in favor of this or the mass of people who become energized and start working for the campaign.
So that basically equates mass to enthusiasm around a candidate. And if that's the mass and the velocity is the rate at which that mass is moving forward, then the question is, do these campaigns have momentum? Both sides say they have an increased mass of volunteers. Here's GOP spokesman Tom Zold.
I mean, volunteers are surging across the board. Both men and women are here, you know, in record numbers, literally.
Zold says people are coming out of the woodwork to support Romney, and he says he is confident. And that's the thing to remember, Sarah. I think that part of momentum is an appearance game. If you act like your campaign is snowballing, maybe you can pick up a bit of mass, which helps increase the velocity, which helps create, here's that word again,
momentum.
Momentum.
So what about the Democrats? Are they also talking about momentum for President Obama?
Erin Seidler is with the Obama campaign, and she says she sees Obama's advantage as not a sudden surge of energy, but more like a steady roll.
Momentum is something that you build, and it's been built over several years here in the state. And I think that momentum is, you know, volunteers, unpaid workers on this campaign that are talking to their neighbors and picking up the phones and knocking on doors and doing the hard work that it takes to get voters to go vote.
So the equation here, if you want to put it that way, seems to be volunteers and support equals momentum for Obama.
Yes, and that's very similar to the Republican argument. But Dr. Hauptmann, the physicist, says momentum is mass times velocity. It's not enough to have a mass of volunteers. They need to be moving in a direction. And Dr. Hauptmann says, given the polls being so close and bouncing around so much, neither side can really claim momentum.
I mean, they've each lost their momentum. They're not moving. They may, you know, from one day to the next, they may be, have positive momentum up and maybe a negative momentum down. Okay, so they're fluctuating around now. I would almost call this by another physics term, if you'll pardon me, equilibrium, which means that things are in balance.
So there we heard another physics term, of course, equilibrium. So in a sense, both campaigns have momentum because the end is in sight and the volunteers are really ramping up. But in another sense, they really don't. Things are just essentially kind of balanced.
So in this case, winning the election is more about tipping the scales. While Dr. Hauptmann says balance, we reporters call it two candidates running neck and neck. But this isn't physics. It's politics, and somebody has to win. The Democrats are convinced that they can do that if they get out the vote. That's why they've been pushing early voting. The Republicans have a bit of a younger ground game. They think they can win this if they flip over voters. And what basically both sides are going to try to do is get out as many of their voters as they can and call that momentum.
One of the ways they're going to try to do that, two more visits before Election Day by each of the candidates. We'll be here twice.
Absolutely. And we'll see how things work out.
Thanks, Sandhya.
Thank you, Sarah.